And this final segment is about hooey, or balderdash, or codswallop, and that is the point. We have lots of terms for untruthfulness, so why not collect them in a book? Mark Peters did just that. Because we want to keep our federal license to broadcast, we can't give you the actual title, but we can abbreviate it to BS, a lexicon. Mark Peters writes articles on language for a bunch of publications, including the Best Joke Ever column for McSweeney's. He also writes a column on euphemisms for Visual Thesaurus. The book is illustrated by Drew Dernovich. Mark Peters, welcome to The Exchange.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So the euphemism work must come in handy when talking about BS, but not using the word.
It fits like a glove, definitely, in situations like today, for example.
Uh-huh.
And actually in writing the book, because even though the title cannot be said in all settings, most of the words in the book are not obscene. And actually, I think that in some ways, the more euphemistic the term, kind of the more fun it is, like terms like gentleman cow, for example.
Yeah, meadow mayonnaise, I liked myself.
Yes, that's classic. That's, you know, you hear swearing every day,
uh-huh,
but you don't hear meadow mayonnaise every day.
So I understand once you started looking into it, you found a rich load of terms for BS.
Well, yes. You know, I sort of came to do the book. You know, I had been writing articles about all sorts of aspects of language for years. And I just kind of noticed, you know, oh, there's another BS term I hadn't heard. Of course, there's the ones that, you know, most people know, like balderdash, malarkey, bunk, mumbo-jumbo, which in themselves, I think, are just fantastic words.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
that are so earthy, vivid, satisfying to say. I mean, the original word, BS, is also quite satisfying to say.
Yeah, it's got its pleasures, yes.
It's a very enjoyable word, but all of these synonyms, euphemisms, words that are kind of close, I just noticed, boy, they're Tommy Rot, poppycock, you know, all these, they're a lot of fun in their own right. And as I started to, yeah, delve a little deeper into various resources and beautiful things like the Oxford English Dictionary and actually something called the Dictionary of American Regional English,
mm-hmm,
which people that are interested in language should look that up, has been collecting regional terms in America since the 60s. I would call them the lexical equivalent of a local beer or local food, just
mm-hmm,
terms that are just in one place. I found a few terms in there that are just delightful, and I realized, hey, you know, there could be a book in this. And fortunately, there was.
So, for example, if you went to backwoods Georgia, are people saying applesauce there when they would, instead of saying BS or something? Is it that regionalized?
I would have to confirm that specifically, but in general, yes. Like people, you know, yeah, some of the terms, like one of the regional terms I remember, I think this was in the maybe New Englandish, was flubdub,
uh-huh.
which, again, that's just, what a wonderful word, you know, I'd never heard that, and I imagine a lot of people haven't. Apparently it's got a few meanings. It can also be some sort of apple dumpling,
uh-huh.
but it can also mean BS or nonsense. You know, it's just a... I just love finding new words that are just cool and, you know, telling people about them. So it's just a fun... By the way, that flubdub,
mm-hmm,
that's a type of word. The fancy lexical term for it is reduplication for words like mumbo-jumbo, fiddle-faddle,
mm-hmm,
jibber-jabber. And that seems to be a pretty popular way to make BS words.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that, because when you mentioned mumbo-jumbo, it reminds me of jiggery-pokery, which came from Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Was that new, or was that just sort of a recreation of an old classic with new rhyme pattern?
No, that's an old one, actually.
Really?
He pulled out an old word there. He's Well, we won't get into him too much, but he's got quite an interesting vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. That he does. Mark Peters is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. His book's title, Can't Be Said Here, we'll abbreviate it, BS, a lexicon. You know what BS stands for. Join us on the Exchange if you want to contribute some other words that do meet FCC standards. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Mark, you do make a distinction here between BS and lying. What is that distinction?
Well, I guess it kind of comes from another book that we can't name, but On BS by Harry Frankfurt, which was a philosophical essay that came out a few years ago. He sort of made that distinction of BS is of a BSer as being someone who doesn't even care whether something is true or false, but the essence of the load of BS they're giving you is that they're trying to put something over on you that's portrayed themselves in a certain way. So they're not necessarily, they don't care about whether something is true or false, but they're trying to convince you of something else that has nothing to do with true. So that's kind of his idea, which I thought was kind of interesting. But in my book, actually, I sort of discuss a whole different bunch of meanings of BS. Sometimes it does mean lies. Sometimes it does mean what Frankfurt is talking about. It can be a scam. It can be some of the words. It could just be the word is so beloved and so commonly used. It's funny, we dislike the stuff that it means, but we love the word.
That is kind of interesting, but but that's the point, isn't it? That it is something to be avoided, that, you know, you wouldn't want to step in it, but you can sling it out of your mouth all day long.
Yeah, and it's really so versatile. And so I kind of tried to cover a lot of the different bits of meaning that it entails. Like, here's an example. Just the other day, I was just in my neighborhood, and there's a record store, and there was a whole bunch of people lined up, you know, at the record store for something. And just in my head, I just kind of thought, why is this BS? You know? Sometimes it can, you know, it could just be anything that just annoys you a little, or that hullabaloo, a hoo-ha. it's such a richly versatile word. And thank goodness, actually, because if it wasn't a little versatile, I probably couldn't have gotten a book out of it.
That is true. Well, people would look at it a bunch of different ways. You know, when I think about, particularly with excrement terms, that there are subtle variations here. I would say that I'll use the word crap instead of the one we want to use, but bull crap and horse crap are roughly equivalent, but chicken crap can mean something with a slightly different bit of nuance.
Yes, I would say that's right. Absolutely. There's a whole bunch of, there's not a lot of chicken terms in my book, but that is, maybe that's a future book. There's all those expressions.
The sequel born here.
You know, chicken feed and chicken scratch.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of chicken stuff you'd go after. So was there any single realm from barnyard to nautical that seems to contribute more terms than others to the synonyms for BS?
Barnyard is definitely a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, interestingly, I don't know if this was the biggest, but there was a few words from science fiction. So these are terms that were just invented by writers, but people end up using them in real life. Targ manure is a...
from Star Trek.
Star Trek.
From the Klingons.
You know, actually, Felgerkarb, which is kind of just a terrible word. Like, it has no ring to it. And it's really, but it was from the original Battlestar Galactica in the 70s.
Oh.
But what's interesting, because any of these shows, especially when they have a devoted, geeky fan base, the words kind of live on. Like, if you Google Felgerkarb, I guarantee you'll find a bunch of recent uses of people, and it's kind of a way of flying their geek flag. You know, like, if you use that word and then someone else recognizes it.
Oh, that's true. If you say targ manure and somebody knows what you're talking about, they brand it themselves as well as you.
That's right. It's like a secret handshake of fans of something like that. So, Futurama, which is a very, very the writing on there is very, very creative, and they love to make up new words. And they've done a lot of words that mean the equivalent of BS. The one that I highlighted in the book was crap spackle, which I think that was actually the favorite word of my editor for the book. It's just...
I noticed that one myself. That was really outstanding, crap spackle.
It's just an incredible word.
We're starting to get some comments rolling in by email. Jay in Walterville wants to offer up cow pie and road apple. Those are good. Scott
yeah.
in Ashland wonders if you're aware of and can comment on Neil Postman's essay about BS and the art of crap detection, which advises teachers, particularly teachers of English, to foster students' development of a sensitive internal crap detector.
Yes, I have. I haven't read it lately, but I have read that article. I'm a big fan of Neil Postman, who's just one of the smartest, sharpest writers. I don't know if I have anything specific to offer on that, but that's actually talking about BS detectors and crap detectors. That's kind of a fun little sub category of BS words. I have read it, and it's a wonderful angle on the topic.
Now, some of these terms, you can kind of figure out what the essence of it is, like, you know, all mouth and no trousers. It's sort of like all hat and no cattle. You know, you can kind of get that one. But all my eye and Betty Martin is the one that kind of leaves me going, huh?
Yeah, that's that one. I believe that evolved from, actually, I'm not sure if we can say the A word, if you know what word I'm referring to.
Yes, okay.
Can we say it?
We can say it without the hole after it.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah.
I'll ameliorate it anyway. My butt.
Okay.
Let's just say that. So let's say, so a version of that, I think, started, my butt, mm-hmm. if you were saying to someone, basically you're full of it.
Uh-huh.
So I believe that sort of was euphemized. Even more than I euphemized it, into expressions like my eye,
mm-hmm.
a more acceptable organ to discuss.
So is Betty Martin sort of an extension into from butt or something?
Well, that's where I have no idea. And from what the research I've seen, nobody really seems to have any idea.
Interesting.
There's different theories. None of them seem to have really strong evidence behind them. I like to think there was just some Betty Martin who was just really, really full of it. But see, this is the thing that's kind of interesting and also frustrating sometimes with researching words. It's actually very similar, I think, to scientists who study animal evolution
mm-hmm.
and the fossil record. Because with words, it's very rarely that you actually can point to one specific origin and say, oh, that's where the word started. It was coined here, and then that's how it spread. It's kind of like with fossils. You know, they have a record of, oh, this happened with these animals. But then, oh, here's another fossil that's older. That changes things.
Yes, yes.
With words, it's the same thing. It's that, like all of the words that are, you know, supposedly coined by Shakespeare,
mm-hmm.
so many of them over time, we find out, oh, here they were before that. You know, he didn't coin them. They're older. So it's tough to nail a beautiful origin story in a lot of cases.
You know, it should come as no surprise that a book about BS should have a very healthy B section as it goes alphabetically. So I got balderdash and balductum, bush lips, bunk, bunkum, all that sort of stuff. Ben Cartwright, the fine upstanding dad in the Bonanza TV show. How did he come to mean BS?
Well, that's pure... I know, he's such a real no BS character,
mm-hmm.
if I recall correctly. And he... It's because of British rhyming slang, where you would say something like apples and pears would mean stairs,
right?
For example. And Ben Cartwright, if you... the last syllable there... rhymes with the British pronunciation of the word we can't say.
Ah.
So it, in British rhyming slang, it just became a clever or humorous way to say the S word, and often it also means BS.
That is just such Ben Cartwright we could say to somebody, wow, that's a change in life. Do you have a favorite before we go, Mark Peters?
I kind of like the versions of four flusher and four flushing, which sounds very toilet centric, which I like that, but it's not. It comes from poker. If you have four cards of a flush, you basically don't have anything. So if you keep raising or calling, you're bluffing. And so four flushing and being a four flusher, that's a term where we have a fun origin for it.
All right. It's all great stuff. The book is called BS, a Lexicon. Mark Peters, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.